Episode 74. In this episode, I'm going to share with you the two books that have enhanced my life this month.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with online marketing. This is an audio version of our latest blog article on the Green Umbrella website, and they usually run for about 7 to 10 minutes. Saying that, I've actually included something extra this week, so it might be going on perhaps about 12 minutes or so. Anyway, we produce these audios two or three times a week, and they're created with the small business owner in mind. My guest bloggers are usually successful local business owners who have something of value to share on a whole range of topics, but our main key focus is online marketing and social media. Saying that, we do deviate from these topics on occasion if we feel that the topic has some value to the small business owner. And yep, that's you guys. In addition to the blog article, I'd also like to start sharing with you a tool or a technique that I use every day in my business. So before we get to the blog, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
These are the tools and techniques.
G'day, today's tool of the day is Discuss. I use Discuss as my main commenting tool, which you see at the bottom of each blog post. By the way, Discuss is spelled D-I-S-Q-U-S. I think that's how you pronounce it anyway. Believe me, I've tried and tested many commenting tools, but Discuss is by far the best and it works brilliantly with WordPress. It's also used by thousands of blogs and has become the standard on professional blogs. It's got its own community and you receive emails and a dashboard of blogs that you've commented on as well. And the best part is the traffic that it brings to your website. Nowadays, when I check my Google Analytics, I guarantee that Discuss is always within the top 6 for referral traffic. It's an all-round awesome tool. So check that one out. That's called Discuss. If you like these tools ideas, then let me know and I'll continue to add them to each podcast. And believe me, I've got loads. Okay, right, the time for this week's audio blog, which is a review of two business-related books.
She's found a real page-turner. It's Julia's book review.
Okay, as you may be aware, I set myself a goal of reading a minimum of 2 books a month, which is covered by any of these following topics. So they're going to be business development, social media and online marketing, personal development, productivity, I'm a big fan of productivity, and inspirational biographies. So at the beginning of the year, I created a must-read list and must admit by the end of July this year, I had read everything on my list, so I was in search of new material. I'm not really a TV person, but I do like to watch the British Bake Off programme. If you're not in the UK, you probably wouldn't have seen this. I think they're now starting it in the States. Anyway, when I saw Mary Berry's autobiography on the new and noteworthy shelf on iTunes, I was just a bit intrigued. How can she have that much energy to work as hard as she does at nearly 80 years old? Therefore, my first book of the month was Mary Berry's story. Okay, book number one was Mary Berry, Recipe for Life. I thoroughly enjoyed this autobiography of Mary Berry's life. She's one of those people who never has a bad word to say about anyone, even though she briefly touched on her disgust of the way that Gordon Ramsay screams and swears at people, which did make me chuckle. She has a real mischievousness about her, which I really liked, and it kept me interested throughout the whole book. The key to her success in life was quite simple. She's passionate about her craft, and she knows how to work hard. She's had some real knocks in her time as well, with contracting polio in her youth, and losing a teenage son in a car accident. And there's also a funny story about a duck, but I won't spoil it for you. But anyway, her attitude to life is what's pulled her through at these times and it's taken her on to great success. Really admired Mary Berry and it was a real interesting read. I actually listened to that one on audio, so well worth downloading. Mary Berry, 4-star rating.
Book review, 4 stars.
Okay, Grammar Girl by Mignon Fogarty. I do apologise if I've got that name wrong. Sorry about that. But if you just Google Grammar Girl, quick and dirty tips, you'll get that. She's got a really good podcast as well. Anyway, I know I've never been perfect when it comes to grammar, but I also know that if I'm going to continue to blog and write books, then I needed to really enhance my skills in this area. And this is a great grammar and writing book. If I could choose only one grammar book to have on hand, I'd choose this one. You know, I've been a fan of Grammar Girl's podcast for a while now, and I knew that her style would be easy for me to digest. It's quite funny as well. Saying that, I actually listened to this book whilst in the car, which was probably not the best way to absorb this book. I could only listen in sort of bite-sized chunks, as there was loads to get your head around, and I had no way of writing things down, so obviously it's a bit dangerous when you're doing that and driving the car at the same time. Anyway, this is the type of book that I will listen to time and time again. I'll probably buy the hard copy version so that I can keep it to one side. It's thorough, it's easy, and it's fun to read. And Mignon's writing style is personable, friendly, charming, relevant. Any more adjectives I could throw in there? No? Okay. If, like me, you can never keep the rules for whom and whom straight in your head, then this book is certainly worth downloading. So check that one out. That's Grammar Girl by Mignon. That's Mignon Fogarty. And I gave this one a 3-star rating.
Book review, 3 stars.
Okay, I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode, especially with the new tools. If you have knowledge about online marketing, then why not consider becoming a guest blogger for Green Umbrella? We're increasing our content, so we're looking for additional bloggers starting from September. Perhaps you're a marketeer or a business coach, or perhaps you specialise in anything like web development or design, then I'd just love to hear from you. As always, you don't need to take any notes, as we have a full transcript of the article, including links to the books that I've recommended. All you have to do is visit all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/74, to read it in more detail and, of course, to subscribe to the blog. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Take care. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.